spirits work. You are a doorway to other dimensions. You are a key to life, universe, and everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Everyone, this is Sylvie Avery, and welcome to Spirits Work, the metaphysical spiritual information show that is designed to stretch your mind and help you to think outside of the box. And on today's show, as usual, my husband Mick will be deep trance channeling, and today we are talking about expanding your senses. So, if you'd like to join us, it's a toll-free number, and it's basically, a question relating to the subject. It's not a reading, okay? But you can talk about yourself. But it's not. We're not going to talk about your love life or anything like that. But I think Mr. Destiny's on at the moment, and he can help you with that. So, but if you'd like to talk about the subject that we're talking about, which is developing your intuition and expanding your senses generally, then the phone lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you. The number to call is toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And if there are any international callers, then it's 001-530-876-3222.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as the wonderful bbsradio.com, every Monday at 7 p.m. PST, that's Spirits Work, that's our show, and we have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching. You can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us or our books, perhaps you would like to buy a CD or an Akashic reading, go visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And also at www.spiritsworkradio.com.
Oh, yeah, I'd just like to say, actually, we do all sorts of different types of readings as well.
Yeah.
So, like I was saying earlier on, that this isn't a reading show, but we do offer many readings, apart from Akashic readings. We do love relationship readings and all sorts of different ones to suit your pocket and to your needs.
Yes, absolutely. As Sylvie said, I'm a deep trance medium. And each week, live on the show, I channel Gregory Hay, who had an Earth life 300 years ago. I have the ability to completely hand over my physical body to the spirit world so they may use it to speak through, and I know absolutely nothing about what has happened during this time. When I go into the deep trance state, my conscious mind and my spirit are transported elsewhere by the spirit team who work with us, and then they bring me back when the spirit communicator leaves. I not only miss the whole show, but I very rarely remember where it was they took me either. But then that's my job, so without further ado, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie and have a great show, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, Nick. Gregory is the spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group, and they consist of many great minds as well as ordinary people. And between them, they have access to vast knowledge and insight. They've come to bring their teachings because there is a need for us to have understanding beyond the constraint of our human minds. The subject matter we cover, whether in our books or on our radio shows, is limitless, and hopefully will help you to become more knowledgeable and better informed as to the nature of your existence on Earth, as well as your continued life after physical death. And if you have any ideas of a show topic that you'd like us to cover on Spirit's Work 1 week, then do drop us a line on enq@spirit-teaching.com. I'd just like to take this opportunity to say that we are also live on Second Life this Sunday, 22nd of June, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time at the Mystic Academy, and we'll be at the Oracle Temple. So pop along to secondlife.com and we'll see you there. And you can also email Gregory questions live on air and he will answer you. Okay, lovely stuff. Here we are then. I think Gregory is with us.
With love and light and blessings be upon your pathway, sure.
Thank you, Gregory.
Hello.
Hello. Well, today we're going to be talking about expanding your senses. Refining our intuitions and our intuitive skills. Sometimes we can do this in a more purposeful way, and also there are times that maybe we don't realise that this is happening to us, and how we can hone in and tune into those skills to help us in day-to-day life as well. Is this true?
Yes, absolutely so, friend. And really, it all comes down to attitude. Attitude of mind, attitude of your consciousness. So that even if you are a person who is thinking laterally, perhaps, in life, that you are collecting various situations, perhaps it is information to do with just situations around you, even within your own family, you may use the practice of skills to be able to develop and hone in to these greater sensitivities of your life, even simply through your premonition, through your situations of thinking and connecting with your higher consciousness state, so that you can bring about a more defined relationship with your spirit, for example, just in your day-to-day way of conducting your life, so that you actually become much more in tune with the vibrations of the day, the situations of other energies having an impact upon your life.
So are you saying then that it is really that this is what it is, that you are connecting with your spirit in these intuitive moments? Yeah, and we're talking about, what are we talking about here, when you know that you could call it a psychic...
Psychic links.
Yes, absolutely. When you know the phone's going to ring, or when you know when somebody opens their mouth, what they're going to be talking about, what they're going to say, or sort of thing.
Even
light bulb moments, almost.
Yes. Even if these are situations which happen, perhaps that you think of them, and then within 10 seconds the event happens, or that you are actually doing something else, perhaps, that you actually have a premonition in dream state even. And they too have a reality in your life and in your world, so that you may actually dream of an event. What of these? And how this actually relates to you. Of course, these may offer very many different insights to your life, and how your vibration then changes by these different kinds of systems of senses that you have. Really, I suppose, what we're trying to say here is that being a physical being in the journey that you have isn't just purely that you are walking your physical life, of course, but naturally it also tends to have a greater difference if you are more sensitive and aware of the conditions around you being posed, for example, by different beings who share your life. This may not necessarily just be human beings, but animals too. If you have a very close relationship, for example, with one of your pets, a dog or a cat, you may actually find yourself relating to it in a very inimitable way. So, for example, you may actually find yourself almost having a kind of a conversation with your animal friend, and they appear to respond not just to your language because you're talking to them, but that they actually understand parts of what your language is and how you're actually relating to them.
So are you saying that this intuition is basically like a thought transfer situation?
Yes, in a sense, part of it is. It's not only purely that it's the thought transfer from one to another. In other words, you are actually communing telepathically with different beings. But also, of course, it's actually coming from a pheromonic chemical dynamic which is issuing from your physical body. We're talking here about you conversing within your own time reality with different beings who share your life with you. So in this state, if there in your own living space, then it could well be that you're just simply communicating and the sound of your voice is enabling your animal friend perhaps to pick you up. But it also may well be that it's just to do with your activities, your actions and intonation of your voice that appeals to your animal friend to actually enable them to tune into your sensitivities and what you are feeling and thinking at that time. I'm not saying that they simply understand all of your words and phrases, but most certainly they will be understanding your emotional intention. And that's important for you to have a grip there. And also, of course, they'll be reacting to your chemical dynamic, which is coming off from your physical body. Your emotional states actually charge those sensitivities. And this is also part of the way in which human beings communicate with one another in any event. It's not purely to do with the voice that you use or your intonation of that voice, but it's also to do with the chemical dynamic, which is driven into the biosphere around you and that you share in the instrumentation of the actual organic elements of your life between you. So this too is something which, of course, you feed off of when you are in close proximity with one another and you're actually responding to one another's communication. So your sensitivities are also based upon this as well. This is part of how you feed backwards and forwards to your spirit. In actual fact, it is your spirit that's giving you information, and vice versa. You are communicating very strongly with this. And it's not just purely simply that your organic brain is analyzing the different compartments of what's happening in your life. It's also that you are chemically reacting to them, and also through your spirit you're reacting to them too.
So what would be the difference between this connection with your spirit and getting information from your spirit in a sensing way? And because that's what it is, isn't it? It's not,
yes,
you know, words and that sort of thing. So what would be the difference between that and what we call clairsentience, which is the other way of working with your abilities, your gifts of spirit, and in that way to pick up the energies around you and even messages? I mean, many mediums are clairsentient, aren't they?
Well, actually, my dear friend, yes. And I would say that most mediums are clairsentient first.
Yes, to a certain degree.
Yes, and absolutely so. Yeah. And how this comes about, and part of the issue of this, is that many people begin their clairsentience actually even in the infancy of when you are bringing about this kind of communication as of which I have just spoken, when you are using your sensitivity of your physical relationship with your physical body and spirit to actually bring about an awareness of these heightened sensitivities in your physical world. All you are doing, really, is just moving that step further, that's all, and heightening that spiritual awareness and that sensitivity so that your emotional seeds are actually in a more heightened state of awareness. So these are situations then that you become more attuned to. It's exactly the same as if you were exercising a particular kind of exercise, whether it be running or swimming or whatever, and that you actually hone these skills in exactly the same way, so that the more that you do it, the better you become, the further you can run or further you can swim. It's quite simple, really. So in order for you to expand your natural awareness, you can actually use these skills, these life skills of sensitivity, to also tune in to your sensitivity of your physical body relationship with your spirit.
So basically, we've crossed the line there. When I talk about that, we are saying really the difference between psychic, and this is how everybody, it'd be interesting for you to know that personally for us, and is that we, and many others, and in particularly in the UK, actually talk about psychic abilities and mediumistic abilities in two separate issues, as two
Absolutely.
Separate things. So, in other words, if you're using your gift psychically, you're using your intuition, correct? And
yes.
if you are working mediumistically, you are getting your messages via your guides and helpers
spirit
in the
world.
Spirit world. The spirit world. So this is what we call... So what we've done here is we've talked about the difference between psychic, shall we say, communication,
yes.
picking up intuitively, and also mediumistically by clairsentience.
Yes, absolutely so. I understand that many people would say, well, surely one is just the beginning of the other. But it's not necessarily so, because a psychic is not necessarily a medium.
No, but very often they are, but they still call themselves a psychic. So really it's just
yes.
a play on words, you see. But it's a bit like if you give somebody a reading and you're not getting the information via the spirit world, then we would call that a psychic link, because you are working in their energy, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that either. I mean, it's just
no.
different ways of working, and yes, like I say, a play on words a lot of the time.
Yes, but really, though, it is quite different, because if you are working in a person's energy, you're not receiving information from that person's loved ones, or you are not receiving information to do with that person's external life or their eternal life either. That's not necessarily going to be registering in their auric field, for example. It won't be necessarily that you read that from somebody's aura, perhaps about their life entirety.
Mm.
And we're talking here of the millions of years of existence. Your spirit has been actually in existence.
Yeah, absolutely. On the other hand, you could have a mediumistic reading, and it went, you know, and it might not be what you want, because you want the other way of working, you know.
Yes.
That sort of thing. So that's fine. So they're really complementary, and one can totally and utterly blend in with the other. So really, we're talking about maybe how people can develop this intuition that we were talking about originally, on a day-to-day basis, really, to help them in their life, and not necessarily want to develop it further.
Yes, yes. But really, I suppose that one of the secrets, one of the best keys, really, to all of this is to learn that you begin to trust and encourage these energies, these different forms of communication. That's the point, really, is not to think, oh, well, I was just dreaming it or thinking it, and not to put down the energy of the synergy that you create between your physical body and spirit body. So this means to say, then, that the stronger that you make the contact, the more practiced that you become, then the greater the situation of alliance between the two forms of energy creates not a barrier, but a duality. And that's the important touch, really, that you have in your life, so that this becomes something which is just like a second nature to you. In fact, becomes your primal nature, in that you find yourself that you are much more organic in the way that you react to your physical world, in that you actually find the emotional state and the interplay with your how should I say, your sensitive, cohesive needs, which means to say that you pick up upon the harmony and the emotions of the time. This is not a weak situation. This is a situation which can give you a great deal of strength. The problem that some people may have with this is that they actually put upon the connotation that if you are displaying great sensitivity or harmonic toward your life, that you are actually becoming weak and allowing other energies to distort your life, because you are then perhaps at risk from those energies. This, of course, is not true. can actually find yourself in a state of completion and that you revel in certain harmonic energies about your life, then you will actually find that different beings in your life respond to that in-kind energy. Plants, for example, some people say, oh, I'm never good at plants, I always kill them off, or whatever that is. Sometimes that's, of course, because of their nature and behavior toward them, because they just simply forget to water them or give them adequate sunlight, or too much sunlight, or something like that. So actually having a knowledge base of how to care for the plant in the first place is oftentimes a part of the residual energy that you lack focus upon. However, with other situations, you may be extremely sensitive to plants, and that this is something which then gravitates in your life, particularly, of course, to your outside environment, and the way in which you find you are responding to the well-being of other beings in your environment. So plants, of course, take a part of this situation in your life, and that you can actually become very sensitive to the ways in which plants react to your being there, because, of course, thoughts are living things, and plants actually do react to your thoughts. Remembering that thoughts are living things, it is impossible for you to determine that perhaps all of the thoughts that you have are purely your own, or that they are wholly coming from outside of yourself. It's an interaction of all worlds, really. And the more sensitive that you become, then the more reactive you become to these incoming and outgoing thoughts.
Okay. I'd like to say thank you for anyone who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're talking about expanding your senses. So if you'd like to join us with a question relating to our subject, then the phone lines are open. The number is free phone 877-876-5227 in the USA, and in Canada it's 888-815-9756. Maybe you've continually had, or often, or maybe only once had a light bulb moment and psychic events happening to you, and you'd like to share that with us, because it's all a learning curve, and everybody can learn from everybody else's experience. So, okay, what about, are there particular things that we can do, exercises that we can do to develop our, enable this intuition to be developed? And I'm talking about, again, everyday situations, to help us in our life every day. Is there anything that we can do
to help that?
You know, like, I don't know, food, rest, avoiding certain situations, or...
Well, absolutely so. One of the conditions, of course, of food particularly depends upon the kinds of foods that you eat. If you eat a lot of starch produce, or produce that has a lot of carbohydrates in it, something like that, or maybe even foods that contain certain forms of chemicals, that is obviously a recipe for difficulty. Now, obviously, for many people, they actually respond because they like tastes. And unfortunately, many of the foods which are unnatural, shall we say, that have been manufactured, oftentimes will be full of ingredients which are chemical derivatives, which are there to fire your taste buds and generally not necessarily give you a good quality of food that your physical body can actually respond to. So remembering then that if you eat certain kinds of foods, that you're going to have a reaction to all of those foods probably within about 20 minutes of having eaten them. So this then is going to send your physical body presence into all kinds of different situations as you chemically react to the chemicals you've taken into your physical body. Many of these chemicals are enhancing of flavors and that kind of thing, just purely placed into the product, because it actually lacks any real intuitive flavor at all of what it's supposed to be. So these kinds of products, then, you really do have to be very careful with. It's natural to say as well that for many kinds of drinks and that kind of thing, if it is enriched with sugar or other severely harming chemicals, I'm not saying purely that sugar is harming, in its wild state, in its natural state within fruit or certain kinds of vegetables, the natural sugars which occur are actually very good for you within a certain given quota, a certain given portion rate per day. However, of course, certain times of the day, you need to be careful of what you consume. Children, for example, go completely, become completely disorientated and actually fire off in all directions if they are given certain kinds of products. So it's not a good time to give them sweet drinks or that kind of thing before bedtime. It's just natural, really. However, of course, there are many different food products which, as a physical human being, the older that you become, you need to become less and less invigorated by white foods, in particular white bread, white rice, and that kind of thing. I know that rice generally is, in fact, even the staple food of about a little over a third of the planet. So as a carbohydrate, of course, you can understand that it actually, that's all it does. It fills you up very quickly, and then 20 minutes later, you actually find yourself feeling hungry again, quite simply because it's a food which is very shallow in its ability to really to provide you with the kinds of balance that you need. So within these different kinds of foods, I'm not saying that rice is bad for you, but obviously what you need to do is to complement it with various kinds of vegetables, meat if you eat that, fish if you eat that, and whatever else you have in your diet.
So really, you're talking about, you know, a well-oiled engine can run smoothly, and that food and obviously drinking pure water and that sort of thing will help your psychic abilities, your intuitive abilities.
Absolutely.
So it won't. So it's almost like you can dull it by certain things. So presumably, avoiding maybe heavy exposure to certain things that dull you, that numb your senses.
Yes.
Well, media exposure for a start. Too much media exposure and television to a certain extent, I would think.
Yes, not media like this, of course.
Oh no.
No, quite so, but yes, absolutely. Now, media is a very important situation. For example, if you become fixated about news items and events, this can oftentimes be a situation which then it can, well, obviously, you react to it. You react to the situations of violence that you see, or the seemingly encroaching negativity which comes from this. It's as though it becomes more and more commonplace. Sometimes it could be, of course, that people actually find it very numbing to be faced with such a large amount of violence, and not just from news, but other programs as well. But I'm just saying that if you actually invite this into your home, then you have to understand the consequences that are kind of going to come from it. I'm not suggesting for one moment that you don't be aware of the news which is happening upon your planet. Obviously, you need to be able to communicate and communicate the thoughts and feelings of the events around you, and that you have to be aware of those events that are happening around you. But sometimes it is good for you to be able to switch off from those events to recharge your batteries and to become not so that you are then desensitized by the continuous bombardment of them, especially at times that you are experiencing at this present moment, where there is a great deal of negativity and a great many negative situations are happening upon your planet.
Absolutely. So basically we're talking about keeping ourselves nicely refreshed so that we can actually do something about all of the other negativity in life that is so hard at the moment, really.
Yes, and of course all of that negative state actually can oftentimes make you feel quite helpless. But what I'm saying, really, my dear friends, is that you are not helpless. What you can do is respond to various situations so that, for example, then if these are situations which you find extremely irksome or that you are completely against or whatever, then you, rather than just acquiescing to that energy of negativity, that you actually respond to it by doing something positive around it. So if it's a situation, a cycle of events, which you feel very strongly about, then you need to react to it, in which case then you are turning that negative energy into a positive one. I know, is this using your sensitivity? Yes, absolutely. It means that you are becoming responsive to your sensitivity rather than just allowing it to wash over you and not react to it or just become angry within yourself. That's never going to do anyone any good unless it actually makes you react to it. And not react to it within your family group, but actually go out and do something positive about the situation you've heard about or that's been created in your life. This is the positive role that you as a sensitive being need to take up in your life in order for you to find and feel that you are actually having a voice and being sensitive to your environment and reacting to it. How else are you going to make your environment grow and be responsive to your needs? And how are you going to be responsive to your environment and its needs upon you if you do not react to it?
So don't bury your emotions, basically.
No, absolutely not. You need to be able to be proactive in all things to do with your life. And that's exactly the same, my dear friends, as you would be proactive to do with your children, their welfare, their questions, their endless questions. And also, of course, to do with their hypersensitivity and how they too, that you may see and show them exactly how they too may relate to their journey of life, may relate to their sensitivities that they feel, the relationships that come up with them, within their lives, within their searching and questing for knowledge and thirst for life.
Okay, so presumably rest comes into this as well. Looking after your body generally, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you should...
Yes, and rest at the right times as well. Don't try to overextend yourself. I know that many people do because they're so busy. And all of those situations generally tend to be that when people get tired, they either reach for a coffee mug or tea, or that they have some other kind of situation that they have to recharge. Perhaps it is to go and have a cigarette or something like that, or some other situation that you have to react to. And I suppose you could say that just as being addictive is for a person to actually just simply switch off and recharge the battery in that way. However you do that, try not to push the envelope too far, too quickly. And that in order to have a balanced life, it is that you need to take steps to calm yourself as well. Calmness overcomes negativity in exactly the same as what negativity wants you to do, is to react to it and then respond to it. And by you responding to negativity, perhaps in a not a positive way, but in a reactive way to that negative force, it then means the negativity has won, has created a response from you, which is oftentimes all that negativity seeks to do. I know that many people could say, well, surely negativity is just a non-reactive language, is purely a state of mind and a state of being. Yes, it is, in many respects. You can rise above negativity by altering your mind consciousness state and the way that you observe and view things and the way that you retain energy. The best thing to do with negativity is just to let it allow it to wash over you so that you don't pay it that attention and attraction. So allowing it to dissipate and be gone. Quite simply, you can bring about this sense and feeling by only focusing on those positive traits. I know it's very difficult, particularly if there are irksome situations around you that are drawing your attention. What you have to try to do is to focus your mind away from those situations and positions onto the other brighter aspects of your life. Now, when what this has to do with your sensitivity is obviously if you are then finding that you are feeling a particularly sensitive event, shall we say, that you feel that there is a registry of understanding between you and somebody else in the room, to do perhaps with during your conversation that you're having, and you find that you have spin-offs of thoughts and ideas that are coming from the conversation that you're having with this other person, loved one or friend, it matters not. It may well be that what tends to happen oftentimes is that people don't respond intuitively to the thoughts and feelings that come from their spirit. So what they then tend to do is dumb themselves down and instead of responding to it in an active way, actually reject those thoughts and feelings, perhaps citing that, oh, well, you don't have evidence of that, or that you feel that you are not confident in your abilities to sense and receive language, whether it is to do with thoughts and feelings that you actually receive through your spirit, or whether it is to do with pheromonic activity that you perceive, to do with emotional needs and ties. This too then means to say that you can actually heighten your awareness by accepting those passages, by accepting those leads given to you by your spirit, given to you by your inquisitive energy.
Okay, so we're talking about psychic abilities develop our intuitive skills. Let's call it that because I don't want to split people up.
Yes, quite
I don't
so,
want,
into
you know,
two camps.
Absolutely.
No,
because,
quite so.
You know,
one's not lesser or more than another. It's just different forms of using the same energy.
And then, yes, and you, as far as we're concerned, you all have psychic abilities.
Yes.
So it's just a case of whether you take that further than the, shall we say, these light bulb moments that generally we all have had at some time or another, like when you know something's going to happen.
Yes, quite so.
So, so it's really utilising and realising your full potential, isn't it? So you talk about guarding your mind and in investing in thoughts that makes a positive contribution to you, shall we say.
Yes, and as I say, this does mean to say that you react positively to events, turn the negative ones on their head and react positively to them.
Absolutely. Some people obviously have premonitions. So, so how does premonitions differ from these intuitive moments, these psychic moments that we have?
Yes, well, premonitions actually oftentimes come from thoughts and vibrations of other energies which are filtered through from the ether world. They're not physical body memories. They tend to actually come through purely on a different level and a different wavelength. If you look at yourself, you would see that you have a specific, distinct vibration, and that alters gradually throughout the day depending upon your emotional needs and content. And your ability to access premonitious thoughts will tend to be altered depending upon how your vibration is set at that time, so and how you are feeling about things yourself. So very oftentimes it will be that if you are deep in a negative state, for example, it will actually be very difficult for you to pick up vibrations of a premonitious nature or vibrations even of heightened sensitivity. That's why I say that you need to turn negative situations into a positive one, throw it on its head. Where premonitions come from is actually due to situations of timeline interference. Or maybe it will be to do with the presence of others from the spirit world giving you emotional leads or actual figurative information which is coming through from events and situations yet to actually be defined, because human physical beings live in linear time fields, whereas the spirit world lives in a quantum time field, which means that different time fields overlap, and that we don't have an expression which is purely of this moment, but actually we try to pick up as spirit beings. That doesn't mean to say that all spirits are able to do this, but that at times it can be that for some they're able to pick up the different situations of premonitions, events, which happen in a different timeline. So, for example, it's not necessarily going to be that a spirit being from one particular time field is going to be able to talk to someone from another time field. Just because we're in the spirit world, it doesn't necessarily happen like that. And the reason for this is because the energies are oftentimes maybe set in their own time field. So you might even have a situation within one building where different generations of peoples who have lived in that building are not aware of one another's presence. Or maybe they are aware but don't actually meet them, quite simply because they came from a different time field and one feels the other is onerous.
Yes, I was just thinking about, we have a friend of ours who has premonitions all the time. She also has, awake and asleep, doesn't she?
Yes.
And the thing is, she's not somebody that is necessarily developing her mediumship. In fact, she's not at all. But these sorts of situations actually come to her all the time. Now, when this happens, why does this actually happen so often to somebody who maybe doesn't particularly want to do that? And then there's other people that are desperately wanting this sort of interaction with their spirit, their higher spirit consciousness, and also interaction from their guides and from the spirit world. How is this? I mean, you know, is this just something about her energy?
Yes, absolutely.
Her connection with her spirit? So she doesn't meditate either?
No, quite so. No, it's not necessarily to do it. Well, how can I say this? It is particularly to do with the energies around her. That's the point, really. And that there is a situation where there are certain energies who are who have keys to the various different timelines, which is how it is enabled. And all they do, and what they're doing, is passing through the information. So what's actually happening is that even though she's trying to shut it out or actually not take any notice, it's still happening.
Well, it happens totally at random. It's not like she's thinking about it.
No, but that's why it works, because she doesn't have to think about it, because they just purely communicate with her through this method.
So you're saying that it started off as psychic abilities, intuition.
No, it actually began with a relationship friend.
Okay, so it's mediumistic qualities.
Oh, yes,
it's
absolutely.
It's not what we call a psychic link.
No, not at all.
Okay, I see.
So it's actually to do with certain energies and entities who are around her, and they will be very persistent.
Right, because I have to say
they're not going to stop.
Right, I mean, I have to say that her health is extremely bad as well, and we've just been talking about how food.
I'm aware of that.
And looking after the body helps you and everything.
Yes,
I can't think of any, you know, personally, there's not many people that I know that are much, you know, more ill than she is, you know. I mean, I know there are, but...
Yes, but they're actually trying to help her, but the trouble is that by refusing to understand the need for her to actually relate to these situations that they're bringing to her, she is trying to wither them away by pretending not to notice. And they're just going to get louder and louder.
Well, it's quite funny. I'm just, you know, and she doesn't meditate.
No,
either.
But you don't necessarily have to. Meditation isn't about, understand this, meditation isn't necessarily about spirit communication. If you've maintained that spirit communication possibility, potential, from birth, then it's something which means to say that what meditation will do is improve you, hopefully, as a human being, as a being, spirit, having a human physical existence. That's what meditation, how meditation will help you, and help you to relax, and help you to overcome certain situations and problems. The problem that she is facing is that she doesn't meditate, and that is actually something which could help her in her well-being.
What, 100%, you know, holistically, you mean?
Yes.
In her health as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yes, so if she actually meditated, she would be able to overcome certain situations of her energy, of her dysfunctioning physical state, and all of that.
Mm.
She would become more in touch with that and attuned to it, so would also be able to alter those energies. Yes,
I guess,
and their energy function,
yeah,
her cell function on a physical,
yeah,
biological level.
Well, I know we have talked about this a lot, and with her, but I guess if you're ill a lot and you're in bed a lot, you don't really, when you're feeling well, you don't want to sit down and go off again. You want to make the most of being awake and feeling bright.
Oh, yes,
and physically
absolutely
fit
so,
for a while.
Yes, that is quite true. But the point is that what she struggles with is actually to do with her chemical physical body makeup and what is actually happening to her at the time. The problems are impacted because she has a weakened physiological condition, and that is weakened by the various suppressions and situations happening to her physical body organs and that kind of thing. So she's actually dealing with issues which are chemically derivative. And also, of course, she's actually living in a very difficult place as well. This doesn't help because there is a great deal of the situation around her to do with radiation, for example, and that kind of thing is not helpful to her equilibrium, is not helpful to her physical state.
Okay, so that's something else that we need to talk about as well then. Maybe we'll,
yes,
go on to that next week about, you know, this is it, the how this can affect us. I mean, we actually do things like geophysical stress surveys for people because very often our homes are situated in areas that maybe are, well, not healthy with the electricity current that they contain. But you're talking something different here, aren't you, I believe?
Well, I'm talking really about background radiation. That's not necessarily background, but situations, after all, right across America, I understand very large parts of it have been used for nuclear testing.
Right.
For example.
Right, yeah.
And I find it quite unbelievable, really, that people are actually living there.
In these places?
In these certain places,
well,
yes.
Well, maybe they don't know about that.
Well, yes, memories are fickle, are they not?
Okay, so, well, we'd like to, I think we'll carry on this discussion next week about, because the thing is, all of these situations, you can't actually put your finger on anything and say, like I said, we all have psychic abilities.
Yes.
It's down to us if we want to utilize those and refine them more into how empathic we become, shall we say.
Yes.
Well, basically, we've only got, I think, probably a minute or two left. But if what are the sort of things that you think that that happen that we can actually maybe develop further, and we can talk about that next week? And you know, the things that happen. What about things like when you know the phone's going to ring?
Yes, of course. But these really are just the tips of the iceberg. Proverbial iceberg, And what you can understand is that the more that you accept these conditions, these situations, and actually feel more positive about them, then the more that they will be able to be reactive to you, because you are actually sending out those thoughts, that energy. Don't forget, friends, thoughts are living things. And when you send them out, you are sending out conditions of your physical body, spirit presence to the universe. And it eventually will come back with questions and answers.
And we will go into that further next week, how to invest in your sixth sense, as it were.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Gregory.
Thank you so. With love and light, blessings be.
God bless. And we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website again, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more information about us and our books. Maybe book yourself a reading. You can also purchase our books from Amazon and various other places. My name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.